are we having sound?
Put you all the way down.
Okay, so I am assuming, as usual, we sometimes have technical difficulties with this, so I'm not hearing any sound. We were supposed to have our nice little music. Okay, so I'm going to assume that we're going to forget the music today. Hi, this is Arian, and I channel Aruhatala of Telos, as you can imagine. And so we're here today to work with you. So before I start, before she starts, actually, I just want to say a couple of things. So she is really interested in helping people deal with what she calls distortions. And that's what she calls it in the larger fifth dimensional realm. And what we call it is blocks, our own personal blocks and stuff that gets in the way of our own evolution and transformation. So when she comes in, she's going to be running the white Christed light. And that's a really high level energy. And what you know, she'll talk about it, but open your hands and just let that energy come flowing into you. It's a good way to ground. So, and, you know, her purpose here is really to help us get where we need to go, all of us. Anyways, so with no further ado, I am going to, you know, bring her in and she'll talk to you. She usually likes to do something at the very beginning for a few minutes, do some informational stuff, and then we'll open it up to callers. So, okay. Hello, dear ones. I'm very glad to be here with you all, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Before we start, I would like to ground you, me, and everything around you. It's always really good before doing any kind of transformational work, any kind of healing work, to get yourself back into your body, to ground, to resettle yourself in you and release what is ready to be released. So the first thing I'd like to ask you to do is imagine a grounding cord going deep into the earth, a crystalline grounding cord, and it goes into the earth and then comes back up through you, wider than you are, even wider than your room that you're in, maybe as wide as your house, all the way up into the great central sun, so that you are really feeling grounded at every level of being. So that crystalline grounding cord helps you bring yourself down into your body, into this reality. And so whatever work that we do together, you will find yourself able to get much more benefit from it when you're actually in your body. I know some people think, well, it's really nicer to be out of your body. Your body doesn't feel so hot. And that's absolutely true. It might hurt. You might feel emotional pain, physical pain, spiritual pain. And yet, when you're in your body, you can then move those through, transform them, release them. So, point, I'd like you to open your hands and raise them up and putting them palms down. Let yourself be open to the white Christed light. And so that's what we're going to run right now. I'm going to run that through all of me and you and anyone who's listening. Because before I do any real work, it's really important to clean out what needs to go, to settle you in the vibration you are wanting to be in that can hear what I have to say. And that's really important. So just imagine that this white Christed light is coming through me up into your hands and into your bodies and all around you, all over, inside, through you, in every part of your body, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. And you know, I'd like to say something about the spiritual and the mental and the emotional bodies, because the spiritual body is the part of us that holds our divine blueprint, that holds our wisdom, that holds our potential. And the emotional body is the part of us that hurts, the part that really takes on and expresses his or herself in anger and pain and shame and feeling abandoned. All of those things are part of the emotional body. But the one that seems to be the most difficult and the most rigid is the mental body, because once you have put in a belief system or a set of rules, it is very difficult to change those rules inside of you, because your mind thinks that this is the way you should be, and this is the way you should act, and this is the way that's right. And I put quotes around right, and this is the way that you are supposed to do this, or you should act this way, and other people should act this way. And the mental body belief system can be very, very destructive, because it allows only a certain amount of latitude, sometimes no latitude at all, for people, for other people and other beliefs and other ideas. And so the reason I mention this is that when you're running the white Christed light, that's one of the things that helps this mental body get a little bit shaken up, get a little bit of its belief system to be less rigid, less codified, less narrow-minded. And I am going to say something about religions, because religions fall very strongly into this, into the mental body, because they present a set of beliefs. And you take on those beliefs and you allow yourself to either accept every belief there is and nothing else, or you accept those beliefs and understand that there's still a lot of other things going on. And so as I'm running this this white Christed light through you and I'm saying all of these things, you might begin to notice that some things are coming up for you, and that's good. You might begin to notice that, or get funny feelings in your heart, or arguments in your mind. Arguments in your mind are very good. It doesn't mean you're nuts. It just means that you're running up against belief systems. You're running up against parts of you that are more rigid than other parts. You might hear parts of saying to you, no, no, I don't believe that. That's not true. I know what's right. And then that's fine. And just let the white Christed light wash through that part of you that's saying all that, because that part of you needs to be aired out. Whether or not you eventually choose to remain with that belief system, I'm not saying don't give up a belief system. I'm simply saying examine it. Let it air out. Let it see how it will exist in the larger world in a much more loving and open way. Some belief systems are very narrow, and they become so narrow that they produce what we could call evil. But simply because they say this is the way it's supposed to be, they do and say things that will hurt other people and force other people to follow their belief systems. And that is not good free will. I know I'm kind of going on a lot more than I normally do about some of these things, but you can, and by the way, you can close your hands now and put them down. But there is so much going on in the world, and I would like everybody who's listening to me to believe, to hear, to get a sense of what their own personal growth is like, what their own personal belief systems are like, and what their own personal paths are like. And if your life purpose and your life path are being thwarted by your belief systems, then that is not good for you. And it comes out or gets manifested in physical ailments and in depression or anger or other kinds of emotional expressions. Because if you're not following your path, then you're out of alignment with yourself, and that will take a toll on you. You know, there are people who talk about midlife crises, and what that basically is an opportunity for people to say, I'm assessing my life so far, and I don't like what I've seen, and I need to make changes. And usually what happens is that the baby is thrown out with the bathwater, and that then everything becomes even crazier. But the reality is that every so often you're given the opportunity to do things differently, to make changes, to step forward into your life path. And that's what I think is really important for all of you. I didn't expect to be talking about this. I had another agenda in mind, but obviously when I am talking about something, it seems that this is what's up right now. So I am asking all of you at this point who are listening to this, whether it's live or afterwards, to just accept and understand that there's all these things going on inside of you, and that if all you need to do is to start being aware of those voices inside of you that decide how you think, how you act, and how you believe and feel, and to say, I can accept this part, and I can accept not accept that. And most importantly, if you bring a belief system, and this is the little exercise that I'm going to ask you to do, I want you to imagine that taking that part of you that is in total denial or doing some kind of negation, saying, no, this is the way it's supposed to be, even listening to my words, saying, no, no, that's not right, ask that you bring that your higher self, or your I Am Presence, brings that part of you down into your heart. So it's like you're taking an escalator down into your heart with that part of you, and ask that your heart be flooded with love toward this part of you that is in denial or in negation. And then notice how that feels. Not how that thinks, but how that feels. If you suddenly go numb, that tells you how much there is going on there. But just notice how that feels. You might feel sad. You might feel angry. You might feel a lot of love, and you might feel overwhelmed. This is because your belief system has been detached from your heart. And when you bring the part of you that's holding onto the rigidity of the belief system into your heart, it's like saying, we're going to give that part of you an opportunity to have love, to have. To have all kinds of a sense of a different sense of being. So just allow that to be there for this moment. And then allow that part of you to go back up to your head, back into your mind, and then you can open your eyes and come on back into the room. Take a few deep breaths, because you know when you do that, that's a very, very powerful but simple experience. And you can do it as often as you want. And it might have been a little bit scary, and it might have been a little bit overwhelming, or it might have been just wonderful. Whatever it was the first time, perhaps, that this part of you that is into beliefs met your heart. And you know, everybody needs to meet their heart, all parts of you. Okay, so another deep breath. And just remember that you're in this grounding cord, this crystalline grounding cord, all the way up the center of the great central sun, all the way down into the earth. And now, with that already done, I know it's a little longer than I planned. If there's anyone who is on the line who would like to talk, I am certainly ready to do that.
All right. The only thing I request is that if you want to talk, we have three callers in queue. Funky Bob, if you want to call in with a question, please press 1, and that'll put you in the queue. All righty. Let's take our first caller.
And who is that?
361-249, you are live. Could you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes,
hello?
My name is Rayla. Can you hear me?
Hi, Rayla.
Yes, hi. I can. I'm calling from Texas. And
okay.
my question is, what blocks do I still have that are blocking me from treating my body kindly with eating healthy foods?
Okay, say that again.
Okay.
Repeat the question.
Yes, I'm wondering what kind of blocks that I still have within myself that are blocking me from treating my body kindly by eating healthy food.
Did you just do this exercise with me?
Yes.
Okay. And obviously, the reason that I asked that question is because as soon as you, I wanted you to repeat the question because I wanted to tune exactly into the energy. And what I was immediately noticing is that the part of you that there's in your mind that has a set of ideas of what you can and cannot do was really connecting, or needing to connect to your heart right then. And the reason I'm saying that is because that is really connected to what you're talking about with your body. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about your blocks. There's definitely stuff there. And one of them is the belief system. That's why I find that when I may start talking about something, there seems to be a theme. I tune into it. And clearly this is part of the theme with you. And I would like you to continue to do that very simple exercise from now on. And there are several different parts of you who are who need to be dealing with this. Because one of the things that I see, and I'm going to give you a very another simple exercise, is that you have not only a belief system about what you can and cannot do, but you have, it's like, This is the way I'm supposed to act, and this is the way what I'm supposed to do. And if I deviate from that, there's something wrong with me. And I'm about to say that that's not true. So what I'd like to do with you, there's a little exercise. It's a very simple one, but it's a very powerful one. I'd like you to close your eyes, and I'd like you to imagine that inside the center of your head, in another part, another room, is a picture of you. And this picture of you is not how you are and not how you'd like to be, but how you what you have been holding on to for a long, long time. This picture is not in the present. This picture is in the past. And it may have other people involved. It may have other There may be other people in it. It may be when you were very young. But what it is it's not you now, and it's not you in the future. And one of the things that keeps people from moving forward is that they have this, they compare what they're doing to this picture inside their heads. And this picture rules very often how they're going to look, how they're going to act, how they're going to behave. And I'd like you to remove this picture from the center of your head. You can ask your higher self or some angels to come down and take it out. send it away into the earth to be recycled. You can send it into the sun to be recycled. Whatever you need to do, you need to get rid of that picture. And that's really important here, because if you want to get rid of some of your blocks, you have to have something to look forward to. So what I'd like you to ask your higher self to do is to put in a picture of how you would like to be in 3 months. And that could be the way you physically are, would like to be, the way you'd like to eat. And as you do that, as you put in this other picture of how you'd like to be, I'd also like you to imagine this energy coming into your body of better food, better being, better me. Ooh. And it's almost like you're bringing it out of the earth, just this feeling of much better health coming into you, much better health coming through you and into each of your cells, so that when you get to a place where you're ready to pick up something like a McDonald's hamburger that's awful for you, your body goes, ooh, no, I want to have something different. I want to have something better. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay, so that's what I'd like to recommend for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All righty, and good luck. And who's next?
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Please press 1 to take yourself out of the queue.
Okay. And who's next? Hello?
717, you are live. Could you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes.
Hello.
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
And I'm calling from California.
Oh,
California.
Where in California? Where in California?
Anaheim.
I'm sorry. We're having feedback. Because you're cutting out. So, are you there?
Hello? I'm calling from Anaheim.
Okay. Anaheim. Okay, Southern California. The reason I asked is I'm up here in Mount Shasta.
Okay.
So we're all in lovely California, lovely dry California, but not today, because if you were up here in Mount Shasta, you would be looking at rain. Isn't that lovely for all of us? Okay, dear one, so what is your question?
Can you tell me with my personal and planetary ascension?
Okay, you cut out, so I need to have you ask, I need to ask you to say it again. There's some kind of, we're having a connectivity problem here, which may be interesting. But go ahead, say it again, please.
Okay, tell me to help with my personal and planetary ascension.
Okay, all right. Rose. Okay. Well, one of the things that I would like to suggest to you, the image that is coming to me, and I will describe it, is I see you in a, and you are grounded, and you are right now, so, but I like to imagine that you are grounded at other times as well. But what I see is that, I'm going to call it a ring of fire, but it really isn't fire, but it's a ring of, and it's all around you. And actually, a ring of fire would be sort of good, but it isn't. But it's a ring of stuff. And it's kind of crowding into you, and you keep pushing it away, and after a while it goes back. So let me say that you are here, you're in the center, and about 2 feet away is this ring of stuff, and every so often it comes really close to your energy field, right up to the edge of your aura, and so it's really almost less than a foot away from you. It's crowding your aura, and then you push it back, and then you bring it, and then it goes away, and then it comes towards you again. And the reason I'm describing this is because what this is keeping you from moving forward in your own planetary and your ascension work. It's like these are family issues, these are personal issues, these are all the cares that you have, And every so, and what happens is when you are meditating or when you are focusing on your own spiritual work, all of them go away or they get they retreat. But then every something happens and they all push back again. So that's what I'm. And it's hard to go into the next level of your evolution when you are sitting trying to, when part of you is pushing away at this stuff horizontally and you're wanting to go vertically, you want to go and move up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
So what I am going to ask you to do is that whenever you meditate or whenever you sit quietly, and meditation can be just before you go to sleep when you're lying there in bed and you're just letting go of the day. And if you aren't doing this, people, I totally recommend it, that you just feel, let the energy of the day be rolled off of you. Can you imagine taking a gold comb and combing out your aura, combing all the way through you and letting go of all of the cares, all of the energies of the day. And so when you're doing that or when you're meditating, I would like you to ask you to start combing away all of these, the stuff that's around you. So whether it's in meditation or in bed or in the shower, when you're cleaning yourself, imagine cleaning everything farther away. Get everything out of your space. And not just your physical, your aura, your energy field, but go beyond that. Because, and I would recommend that you do this every day, because you have a lot of stuff in the way. And when you can clear the stuff, just as I said, take a comb or take a brush or take a shovel and shovel it all out of your space. Get it clear. That will make a real difference in what you begin to start connecting to. Because, you know, if you have half of your energy going toward keeping a clear space around you, then you don't have it for doing other things. And really, dear one, this is what your higher self is really asking for. So I can, as soon as I started talking to you, one of the things I do is I talk to your higher self. And she's kind of gone, whew, finally, we can, you know, we've been putting so much energy into putting you in a safety bubble to keep you protected. And you can still do that. You also need to remind yourself that you can get rid of all of these cares. You don't have to hold them all. Let them go away. Even if you do this just for an evening, just during the meditation, after a while you'll find that moving the stuff out makes a big difference. And so that's what I'm saying to you this time. You know, if you call another time, and I always like people to call back because every time we talk, there are different things going. But right now, that's what you need to be working on, is the clearing out process. And then we can move to the next level, because you do have more information that you need to get. But right now, you need to be cleared out. So that's all I'm going to say to you about this, dear one. And I hope that was helpful to you.
Thank you. That was very helpful.
Okay. And who is next? Oh, my goodness, we've had people on hold for quite a while. Oh, that's kind of wonderful. I'm actually very happy because, you know, poor Arian and I have had, every time we've done this, we seem to have had technical difficulties, and this time we're not, and I'm just so delighted that I could actually talk to people. So who's next?
910-262, you're live. Could you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, my name is Jay, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, Jay. And by the way, I want to introduce Doug over here, Sweet Doug, who does the show every other Tuesday. So I do it one Tuesday, and he does it the next Tuesday, Dougie Slack. And he has been very generous in coming and helping. So I forgot to mention him as this session started. Okay, so now, is it Jay or Jake?
Jay.
Hello? Jay.
Okay. J-A-Y.
So,
yes.
J-A-Y, from North Carolina. Okay, so tell me what you'd like to know.
I would definitely like to know what is blocking me from to Simple Joy, actually.
Well, okay, Jay. Pardon me, but I'm going to have to tell you what's going on over here. Because as soon as you started talking, Aryan's body started jerking. When Aryan's body jerks, that means that energy is being pulled out of the person who's talking and through her and out. And so you have a great deal in front of you and behind you. When you're talking about joy, that's what's keeping you from joy? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. That's a very large topic. And it could be a very small topic, but in your case, it's a large topic. But I think you would like to hear some of the stuff that I'm seeing and that we can work on and I can give you to do. So what I am seeing, it's very interesting. You know what? Aryan and I love this because every time we look at people, there hasn't been one single person that has the same pictures or energies as any other person. You can imagine how many billions of people in the world there are, and everybody's different. You are, of course, different from everyone else. And what I'm seeing in front and behind you, and this is what's been what Aryan's body's been reacting to, from just under your chin to all the way down below your tailbone, back and front, it's like you're wearing this big fur piece. It's like it looks like it's like a loincloth, except it's all fur and it goes all the way down below your tailbone, comes all the way up, and it's on it's back and front. And it's very thick. It's like you're wearing bear pelts. And they have that same quality. They're dark brown, and they look like pelts. And they're very dense, both back and front. Your sides are open, but there's this little tie so that the back and the front pelts can be held together. So I hope you understand how I describe those pelts. And what happens with those pelts is and they're dark brown and they're very sad and they just lie on you. And when they lie on you like that, there's no way for anything else to come into you. And I'm taking a deep breath, and I'd like you to do that too, because as I'm describing this, I want you to remember that you are grounded. And this is very important because I could feel your grounding go, and I want your grounding to just be there. And one of the things that I think it's very important to do with these pelts is to take them off. And part of the pelts, what I'm hearing from them is, I don't deserve joy. I don't deserve love. I don't deserve to be happy. I don't deserve. And it's like,
uh-oh. Hello?
Oh, are you there? Hello?
Hi, yes. I lost you there for a minute.
Okay, what didn't you hear?
Thing I heard was, I don't deserve.
Okay, good. I will move this up here. As I was moving my hands, I hit the mute button. what I'm saying is that's what you don't deserve. And what it does is it presses down on you. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to make a decision as to whether you'd like to remove these pelts. I'm going to tell you how to do it. You can choose to do it now or at another time. The first thing
Let's
like
do it right
to,
now.
Okay. Let's jump right in and do it. Okay, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to call down from the sun a lot of gold light, and I'd like you to let that gold light fill up to just completely inundate those two pelts. Jeez. It's rather interesting working with people because as soon as I get a reaction, I know things are happening. You might not get the reaction, but I'm certainly getting it over here. And I'm moving out a lot of energy from you as I am talking to you. Arian's hands are moving. So let the gold light just completely saturate those two pelts. And then what I'd like you to do is very simple. I'd like you to cut the cords, cut those two, those side cords, and take them off and throw them into the earth to be recycled. Now, I don't know what you're feeling right now, but I'd like you to let that gold light now fill up your whole body and saturate your whole body, particularly the back and the front, from the chin all the way down up to your thighs. And the reason I'm saying this is when that brown stuff came off, it was like a lot of your aura was very much compacted and pressed down. And so that gold light is going to help expand it. It's going to help move it back out. It's going to give you more space. When you hear all these little reactions from me, that means that I'm actually doing a lot of work with your energy field. So you may not be aware of it. I'm working on
Arian's
body, but it's your energy that we are working with.
Oh, I definitely feel it.
Good. And so that's really a very simple thing to do. So I would like you to just continue at call it in at any time, the gold sunlight, just to fill up your whole body, your whole energy field, your whole aura, make it as wide as you can. Your aura should be at least a foot and a half around you, and it's been very compacted. And, of course, it's been very compacted around your heart and your throat. And so those are areas that would like to feel joy. And when you can't get it in, when that pelt is there, there's a lot of stuff involved. I mean, there's family stuff, there's karmic stuff. But when you let that stuff go, you can then work on things, because being that those pelts were heavy and they were obstructive and they were repressive, and you can't heal karma. You can't heal pain and trauma. You can't heal a lot of things until you get rid of them. And you can't let your heart open to joy until you do. Now, one other thing that I'm going to suggest to you is I'm going to suggest that you call down the color turquoise and pink. And you can imagine turquoise with pink polka dots. I know that sounds kind of silly, and that's the point. Because turquoise is a color of joy, and pink is a color of happiness. And I'd like you to run those through your body, particularly through your heart. And let them, so this is the meditation for you. You run the gold sunlight, fill up your whole aura. Then you run the turquoise with polka dots, pink polka dots through you, particularly through your heart and your mind. And so that's what I'm giving you for today. Okay, dear one?
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear one. So
we are out of callers and you have 6 minutes left.
Oh, what's that person?
That person is not in queue. That was your first caller.
Ah, okay.
So all of the callers have been responded to.
Okay. Did we lose a few callers?
We lost one caller. There was Funky Bob, who I put in the chat room that we were going to take his call next, but he hung up about 3 minutes ago.
Oh, well. So, okay. Well, everyone, so I guess that's it for everyone, and I want to thank everyone for calling. So one of the things that I'm going to do, I don't know if we're going to run right up to the next five minutes, but as you notice, I can talk, and I can talk about a lot of things. And what I have talked about today with the different people, what I would appreciate everyone doing is taking a few deep breaths, reminding yourself that you are in your body, and just allowing yourself to let go of whatever needs to be let go of, I would like you also to put out your hands with your palms down, and I will run the white Christed light into them through me, and that will help also clear out stuff. It's like, you know, when you have things that, you know, all of you've been cleaning stuff out, and there's little pieces of this and little pieces of that that you need the vacuum or the broom to sweep up and get rid of, and that's what you need to do right now. Let that white Christed light run through you, and then as you do that, you can allow all of the stuff that was talked about today, whether it was you or just listening to all of these people, let it all go out, let it get released, and let new space be there for something to happen, new change, new openings. Because once you create space, you create change. Because as they have said, nature abhors a vacuum. And when there's space, new things move in. Things shift inside of you. And allowing this white Christed light to move through you, to radiate through you into each cell, into each molecule and atom. That is what is so important. To allow that to be there. And I think that will be it for today. You can close your hands. And I want to thank everyone who called. I'm thanking Dougie Slapp for being the monitor here and the keeping everything in order so I could talk. And I'm saying, you know, bless you all. You can listen to this at any time. Of course, you can also, if you want to get to listen to more of my white Christed light invocations, it's very simple. You can go to ariansaurus.wordpress.com/audio/video, and there's a whole lot of my channelings there. There's white Christed light meditations, several of them. Some sound the same, some are very different. And you can get, you know, you can get much more information, and you can just listen. If you're going to start your meditation, do your clean out, run the white Christed light, listen to that, and then go into your meditation. And with that, I think we are done. So thank you very much. And we can be done.